Street, Paul. The community can expect more fun activities and events at the St. Paul Municipal Library with the recent hiring of a winter reading program coordinator. Cadence Bone was hired as the winter reading program coordinator in November 2023. She plans and organizes activities at the library for kids of all ages to participate in, such as crafts and other activities. Bone, 15, is still in high school, but said she enjoys planning, crafting, and simply being creative, along with working with kids and helping around the community. Asked how she balances being a coordinator and a student, she said with proper time management to ensure she still has time to study and focus on school, while doing the job. She will be working at the library until the end of February. Monique Poulin, program coordinator for the library, said being a coordinator also allows flexibility, since they plan activities around their schedule. Since hiring Bone, the library has been able to host more events and activities. For every 1 hour of programming or event that the community sees, there's 3 or 4 hours of work that goes into that, explains Poulin. So, by having her help, we can provide more things for the community to come into the library and take part in. Regularly, there are about 4 or 5 programs the library holds each month. But with Bone, the library expects 5 or 6 more for January and February. Upcoming events. Some upcoming events include a button art class hosted by Bone on January 17 from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., which is open to youths ages 8 and above. Participants can make art with buttons and express their creativity. So basically, it'll be on a canvas, and we have a bunch of buttons that you use to create an animal, said Bone. Another craft event coming up in January is a frog-themed activity on January 24 from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., for youths 5 years old and up. Participants will be able to craft a frog puppet and take part in a puppet show. Family Supports and Literacy Day. Poulin also invites the community out for the annual Family Supports and Literacy Day on January 20 from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The day is usually attended by many community members and organizations, allowing families to learn about various family supports available in the community, in addition to fun games and activities. The event is free and open for families and children of all ages, and lunch will be provided by the St. Paul Girl Guides.